This weekend, the PBS anthology series Masterpiece Mystery imports the first of three weekly TV episodes featuring the detective identified by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most portrayed movie character. The character, based on the short stories and novels by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, is Sherlock Holmes. The new TV series is simply called Sherlock. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review.
Before I previewed the three installments of this new Sherlock TV series, I wasn't convinced we needed another adaptation of Sherlock Holmes. Last year's movie version featured a solid star turn by Robert Downey Jr., but was much too overblown, underwritten, and entirely unmemorable. Besides, we already have Hugh Laurie as television's House, who's basically Sherlock Holmes as a doctor with a limp. Except that instead of one Dr. Watson as his companion and assistant, House has a whole team. And before solving his case each week with a flash of brilliant diagnosis, House always gets it wrong a few times, something Sherlock Holmes would never do. But the new British import Sherlock, beginning this Sunday on Masterpiece Mystery on PBS, gets everything right. It's a modern-day version with storytelling approaches to match. Sometimes, when Sherlock is explaining the reasoning behind his astounding powers of observation, the camera zooms in tight on the various clues with whooshy sound effects, just like an episode of CSI. And why not? This guy was the original one-man crime lab. Sherlock Holmes is played by Benedict Cumberbatch, a young actor who has a great-sounding name of his own. John Watson, M.D., is played by Martin Freeman, co-star of the original British version of The Office. And the series is co-created, with obvious passion for the original stories, by Stephen Moffat and Mark Gatiss, who last worked together on Doctor Who. That may sound like an odd team, but it's actually a great fit. Doctor Who, like Sherlock Holmes, is worlds smarter than everyone around him, and goes about his adventures with a loyal companion in tow. And while Doctor Who is an alien, Sherlock only feels like one. This new Sherlock series definitely gets all that. And the changes it makes in telling new stories and reshaping the characters are as smart as the elements it retains. When Sherlock first meets Dr. Watson, for example, he instantly sizes him up as a war veteran who's in therapy and who's just returned from action in Afghanistan or Iraq. It may sound like an easy update, but in A Study in Scarlet, the original 1887 story in which the two men met, Watson had just returned from Afghanistan. And in this first TV adventure, called A Study in Pink, Watson's demand for Holmes to reveal himself and his tricks is just as clever and delightful, even with all the CSI zooming and swooshing. In this scene, Holmes and Watson are riding to a crime scene when Watson demands some answers from his baffling new acquaintance.
Who are you? What do you do?
What do you think?
I'd say private detective.
But
the police don't go to private detectives.
I'm a consulting detective. The only one in the world that invented the job.
What does that mean?
It means when the police are out of their depth, which is always, they consult me.
The police don't consult amateurs.
When I met you for the first time yesterday, I said Afghanistan or Iraq. You looked surprised.
Yes, how did you know?
I didn't know, I saw. Your haircut, the way you hold yourself, says military. But your conversation as you entered the room...
A bit different from my day.
Said trained at Bart, so army doctor, obvious. Your face is tanned, but no tan above the wrists. You've been abroad, but not sunbathing. Your lips really bad when you walk, but you don't ask for a chair when you stand like you've forgotten about it. So it's at least partly psychosomatic. That says the original circumstances of the injury were traumatic. Wounded in action, then. Wounded in action, suntan, Afghanistan or Iraq.
You said I had a therapist.
Got a psychosomatic limp, of course you've got a therapist.
This new version isn't just good, it's terrific. And the changes bringing the characters into modern-day London are inspired. Sherlock no longer injects himself with a 7% solution of cocaine to get a buzz when he's bored or baffled. Now he slaps nicotine patches on his arm, lots of them. And this new Sherlock Holmes carries a cell phone. But, like the antisocial misfit that he is, he much prefers to text than to talk. The three stories, new spins on old themes, are about murders disguised as suicides, a deadly smuggling ring, and a mad bomber. They're fast-paced and surprising and truly exciting and very well acted. That goes for the supporting cast as well. Rupert Graves plays Inspector Lestrade, and the evil Professor Moriarty is here too. But I can't tell you where or who plays him without spoiling some of the fun, because Moriarty loves disguises and loves to hide in plain sight. Readers of the original stories know that already. But even if you're not familiar with the old Sherlock Holmes adventures, you'll love this new Sherlock series. However, if you are familiar with them, chances are you'll love this new Sherlock even more.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com, and he teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. His book, Dangerously Funny, The Uncensored Story of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, has been published in paperback. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurak directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.